Now what's the father? Day not walking, shoyel, the shloim, odom, nechvad, umeshim, shalom, lechol, odom. Between one perk and another, between the first bro and the second bro and Shema, between every perk of Shema, you can't say shalom aleichem to a person who is mechubalek. And you can answer to everybody. Even though you're in the middle of a bracha, but it's permitted to give a shalom aleichem. So Brewer says that it's talking about somebody that you're not familiar with, and there's a chash that if you do not give a shalom aleichem with an answer, would cause a kpeda between the two parties. Nowadays people understand that if you're in the middle of davening, they don't want to disturb you. So if you see such a person, if you see anybody in the middle of tefillah, then you should not give him a shalom aleichem. Because even in Pesukim de Zimmer, one should not do so, because, like we said, there's no need to do it. The heter is based on a need, and he does not exist anymore. Anyway, the Medina of the Gemara, like we said, it's chosh from the person which is expecting you to give him a shalom aleichem. Yeah, you can give him a shalom aleichem, and everybody else, if you give you a shalom aleichem, you'll have an answer. Mishu yari imenu, a person who is in awe of, could go in ovid or rabbi, mishu godu imenu v'chokma, his father or his rebbe, somebody who's wiser than him, in Torah. V'choshikei melech, v'anas, surely he's a king, or some mafia person. V'emsa shayel shalim, mishu yari imenu. He's in the middle of the bracha, or middle of one of the program of Yishma, then he's not allowed to give shalom to somebody who is a respectable person. But if he's in awe of that person, for example, or afraid of that person, for example, his father, his rebbe, somebody who is a godly man of the chokma, somebody who is wiser than him, koshken melech or anas, surely there's a king approaching, or a person who can, a strong arm person that can cause damage to him, then he's allowed to give him a shalom aleichem, and they should show him the older menechva. But to answer, he doesn't have to be that type of person. Even if it's a person who just is more mechubed than him, he can answer the shalom aleichem. Even if he's in the pasuk, if he's in the middle of a pasuk, he's allowed to answer. Some people say in the middle of a pasuk, you should wait till he finishes the idea of what he's saying. Not stop in the middle of something that doesn't have any meaning. So that's also inside a din. Like we said before today, the normal circumstances, we do not assume a person will have kippah if you do not say shalom to, do not answer. Unless you see he's a glacial person that will take it hard, then you're allowed to do that. So we'll see soon that to answer Kaddish Kedusha is permitted. That's also Bechalal Nega Hira. And in such a case, if he sees he's in the middle of Kriyashma, Bechas Kriyashma, when there's a starting Kaddish, he should stop before they get to Menei Shmei Rabbah. The best thing to do is stop at the end of a pasuk, and that way he doesn't have the problem of having to answer in the middle of a pasuk. Mm-hmm. But if you can't do that, then wherever he is, you should stop and answer. Chutz mipasuk Shema Yisrael v'Boshem Kol Matzogel V'Vetch v'Yasukem Klal. Middle thing, the first pasuk in Kriyat Shema and the pasuk V'Boshem Kol Matzogel V'Vetch should not be mastic for them for anything, because that's the main Kavosah Mal Shemayim. It's the life-threatening circumstances that Pikuch Nefesh does everything. But other than that, and those two things, one should not answer anything, not for any type of person, also not for Kaddish or Kedush and the like either, should not answer in the middle of the first Pasuk of Shema and in the middle of the same Boshek for the Malchus of the